The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine. I am so glad you're joining me today. This is a solo episode, and we're going to talk all about cooking. I've got something really important to share with you. You know, Jared and I are all about sharing the simple steps to make plant-based living really easy and delicious so that it's doable for life. That way you can heal and you can feel your best to accomplish your purpose in life, your big dreams and your goals and your plans. And today, what I'm going to talk to you about is something so simple, but when you don't know it, it just seems hard. So we're going to bust it down, make it easy to understand. And I want you to think about when you're making a recipe and it calls for nut milk, what do? Do you wait till you have the time to make another trip to the store? Well, not anymore, because after today, you will not have to buy nut milk if you don't want to ever again. I'm going to share the plant milk formula with you. And once you know these game-changing strategies, you're going to save so much time and so much money and have plant milk that actually tastes good. That is what we want. So where do you even start? You need a liquid, right? Milk's liquid, obviously. No brainer. So you need water. Water is the first ingredient. We prefer to use filtered water for health benefits, and it just gives the milk a much cleaner taste. Then it's time to start thinking about ingredients that will make the milk creamy. This former Dairy Queen is all about that. And next, you think about how you want the milk to taste. You want it to taste like what you were previously accustomed to. So you'd want to add a date for some natural sweetness, because animal milk is slightly sweet. And you know what else? It's a little salty too. So if you just started this journey and you really want it to taste as close as possible to what you were used to before, add a very small pinch of salt for flavor. However, this is totally optional. How do you get the creaminess into your milk? You already know to add the water for the liquid. The creaminess depends on what kind of milk you want to make. Do you want oat milk? Then you're going to blend water with raw oats. I generally like to use rolled oats, or you could even use quick cook oats. They blend up really well and it works so nicely. You're just going to blend it until it's smooth. Rice milk. How do you make that? You add a bit of cooked brown rice to the water. Nut milk. It's just water and a few nuts. Now you're going to vary the number of nuts depending on the amount of creaminess you want. So if you want something like a heavy cream, obviously you add more nuts. Just start out with a few, and I'm going to give you a recipe at the end. So hang on for that, because I'm going to show you a great way to do that Right now, I just want you to know the formula. So for a formula for the creaminess, you just want to add more of these ingredients that make it creamy to make it even thicker and heavier, like a heavy cream. Now, creamier may seem better, but it's not always the case. So you don't want to add too much or you'll just end up with a thick mess. I'm going to tell you exactly how much, but just for a basic nut milk recipe, you might want to add like for 2 cups of water, maybe 5-6 whole nuts, and it could be any kind. So remember, we aren't going to strain this. Why? We want to keep in all that great fiber and all the nutrients in the milk. The stuff that's not there when you buy your plant milk straight off the shelf. And you know what else usually isn't in it? A whole lot of nuts. I mean, look up sometime how many nuts are in there. It's not much at all. So you want to get that fiber, the nutrients, and also the flavor that you're going to get when you actually have some nuts in the water or some oats or some rice. If you don't go overboard on the solids and you have a high-speed blender, there's just no need to strain your plant milk. Ditch the plant milk bag. Do not waste your money. Do not waste your time. Do not waste your sanity. I'm telling you, if you haven't heard my story about that, go back and listen to some previous episodes. We even have another one that we did in general on plant milk where we talked with our youngest daughter. It's so cute. If you haven't gotten to listen to that episode, go back and listen to that. It's episode number 5. You'll want to check that out because it's so cute and so sweet. And listen, if she can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. It's not hard. It's quick. It's not messy. You don't need a nut milk bag. You do not need to strain it. It's just that simple. So when you're making nut milk, what nut are you going to use? Are you going to use almonds? Why? Because it's what's available at the store. Listen, Sunshine, you have so many taste options here. Why in the world would you just make almond milk? How would you like to try pistachio milk? How about pecan milk? It's delicious. Why use just one nut? Make a nut milk blend. We love Brazil nut and pumpkin seed nut milk. It's a blend of Brazil nuts and pumpkin seeds, right? There are tons of options here. And if you're using the milk for baking, whenever possible, I want you to make it right in your dish. So if you're making something and it calls for nut milk or oat milk, make it right there in the dish. For example, if a recipe called for nut milk, I would often just add that same amount of water that the recipe called for nut milk. So if it called for a cup of nut milk, I would add a cup of water, and then I'd add a few nuts or a little bit of oats if it was oat milk. This works out so nicely. Of course, this is if you're blending the batter or other ingredients in the recipe you're making. So you wouldn't just toss the water and the nuts into your batter without blending them together. That won't result in the milk you're after. But if you're making something like my blender pancakes or waffles that are in the Power on Plants cookbook, there's just no need to pre-make your milk. Isn't that awesome? You'll see that I simply add the nuts and water right into the blender along with the other recipe ingredients and blend. And in that way, the nut milk is created directly in the batter. Well, let's say I just want a cold glass of plant milk. Well, you're going to add a little bit less water than what a recipe would call for. And at this very end, toss in a few ice cubes to chill it. It really is just that simple. Jared and I always say that things often seem hard because you don't know what to do. But once you know the simple steps to take, all of a sudden, what you thought was hard, it's now quite simple, enjoyable, and doable with your busy schedule too. So there you have it. That is just the simple formula. I didn't even give you a recipe. I want you to just wrap your mind around the fact that you can make plant milk. It is not hard. You can make it with water and then whatever's going to make it creamy, like your oats, your cooked rice, your nuts, and then you'll have a very simple and easy plant milk. Use a high-speed blender, then you're not even going to have to drain it. What's interesting is it's not expensive either. Let's say you don't have a high-speed blender. A Nutribullet Pro is under $100. Many times I've seen them even for $69, $79. That's a great, great thing to have in your kitchen for making nut milk without having to strain it. And do you have to soak the nuts? No, you don't. You can if you'd like to. It might blend up a little faster, but it's still going to blend in a high-speed blender. So there you have it, your quick and simple formula for making plant-based milk in your own kitchen with ingredients that you most likely have. And let me give you this one more tip too. What if you don't have nuts? How are you going to make nut milk? Do you have any nut butter, any almond butter, any peanut butter? All you have to do is put a small spoon of that in with your water. That will also make the fastest nut milk you can imagine once you blend them together. Now, if you haven't gotten your copy of our perfect plant milk recipe yet, go right now and grab it at poweronplants.com/plant milk recipe. And when you make your own plant milk, be sure to tag us on Instagram at @PowerOnPlantsOfficial and let us know all about it. I hope you have a great week, sunshine. Go and implement these strategies I've been teaching you. I promise it's not hard. I look forward to hearing from you on Instagram, and I hope you have a fantastic week.